All right. Good evening. This is Chris Fennell with the Winfield Mount Union Wolves cast, and we are in Cardinal of Eldon on a potentially stormy night. And
we had one storm just go through. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, so with me is Jason.
I'm Peggy.
Terrible. I know your name, Jason. I tell you. It's an age thing, I think, I swear. Anyway, Jason Hagee and I are here, and we've made the trip over, and we're up here in the press box, so we should be dry, and there's a nice cool breeze coming through. So
I tell you what, Chris, I don't think Cardinal's listening to us. So, I talked to Coach McCarty here before the game over on the sidelines, and new wrinkle to the Wolves football tonight.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Maybe a little bit of a mix-up in the offense.
Little wishbone. Scheme.
Little wishbone's always good, isn't it?
Going back to, what did he say, 1998 and Trent Samuels era. So it's going back a ways.
Yeah, there was some success, if I remember, back in those days.
Right. They had a lot of trouble last week against Wapello, just getting the snap back to the – well, the snap was there. The quarterback had whatever. We had a lot of fumbles.
Sure, fumbles. And I know that it seems like – I know over at Lisbon, it seemed like the offensive line was having a hard time.
Yes.
Staying intact and not letting the defense in pretty quick. So maybe that'll help to have a couple backs back there with him and get some blocking in and give him a little time.
I know my son, I don't do Twitter or anything, but he has told me at home, stick with us.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get better.
Oh, how can they not? I mean, they've got the number of young underclassmen that are on the squad. They're going to have – they'll get better, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And already showing to be pretty good.
We talked about that earlier before we came on the air. A couple freshmen that are really stuck out to us are Juanito Piper and Dante Epping.
Epping, yeah, both those kids the Piper kid seems to me playing more like a seasoned sophomore, or even a junior. Definitely not a young freshman out there. And Dante's putting up some decent stats in receiving and showing some promise in that area as well. So, yeah, there's only good things to come when you got young players like that out there
right. That
are performing. And it's nice to see young players doing well in those skilled positions too.
You know, I know a lot of talk around town has been about how we should have went to eight-man football. Well, I'll tell you what, I think we got 24 out. I graduated in 1990. We had less than that on our senior football team.
Really?
Now, we're more upperclassmen.
Right.
We've got a lot of younger classmen, but it can be done with the numbers we've got,
sure.
I think.
I do, too. Heck, I was just telling you, I'm coaching the first and second grade flag football. I've got 18 kids out. So, and that's not counting the Morning Sun kids. So there's some bigger classes coming up behind.
Yep.
I sure hate to give that 11-man up. I mean, 8-man's kind of a fun game. It's a different game. Everybody in the everybody on the field can catch a pass except for the center, and it's a quicker game. But it's sure nice to stay with the traditional 11-man football.
I know Mr. Mater told me that we had too many kids in the high school to go to 8-man anyway.
Oh, really?
Doesn't really matter about the number of kids coming out. It's the number of kids from 8th through 11th, I believe.
Really?
So, and we were over that number by quite a bit. So.
Yeah. They'll be all right, and they'll get through it, and they'll. What doesn't kill you makes you better, isn't that what they say?
Right, so, right.
And don't sell them out here. I think tonight is an opportunity for them. They may be able to put some things together and get a W out of it tonight. And I know it's a little disappointing from comparing to last year. You really can't hardly even compare last year to this year. What'd they graduate, 12 kids?
It might have been more than that, even.
Really? So, yeah, you take that many kids out of the program, and they were used heavily. They were a good program, and it's all right. That's small town Iowa football, you know. I mean,
you go through cycles.
You just do it. Yeah, it's just part of it. Nothing you can do about it. So, and they'll be fine. Other schools do it. We'll do it. And
the coaches have told me that the kids are soaking it up like a sponge.
Yeah.
So, and that's good.
It's got to be fun when you can.
Yep.
Go out there and have kids do that, and you're coaching them. I'm sure practices are a lot of fun, and they get some get a W under their belt. Watch out, they get a little confidence in them, and they'll do well. I'm kind of excited about the season, really. in a different way than last year. But and this year, I guess we was talking a little bit. You know, we had some kids get hurt last year at the end of the season, and I guess this year they're only taking half his number, so the postseason isn't going to be four teams per
right.
division. It's just two this year, which should cut out at least.
Well, it's back down to 16 teams, I believe.
Yes.
Which is the way it should be.
It should be. It really should. I think that's part of the reason we got dinged up is, you know, gosh, they're playing a football game every 4 days. Heck, the NFL doesn't even do that.
No.
So.
Nope.
So I think that's a good deal the state's done. So, yeah, we got a nice night, I think. The sun was out in behind us there.
It's still there. I tell you what, when I got here, probably 40 minutes ago, it was dark, wind picked up, raining, and now the wind's died down.
Yeah.
If you look out to the west, there's still some sunshine. I think we might be all right.
I think so.
As long as I don't look at this guy's radar that he brings up every now and then, because yeah. that doesn't look too good yeah. further out in the west. Yeah. So
hopefully that goes around us and we get this game done and get it in. So.
Tell you, looking around here at the Cardinal campus, what a beautiful place.
Oh, my land, yes.
New buildings everywhere.
Yeah, it is. They're doing well over here. That guy stepped into the one building over here in the end zone, and looks like a little indoor football field in there with artificial turf and a net around it, and looks real nice.
Community definitely supports it, it looks to me yeah. like.
Speaking of community support, I don't know if you've heard –
Oh.
But we are trying to build a swimming pool in town.
I have heard that.
Yeah, actually, we need to earn some money. We need to raise money, and I'm sure the community is going to step in. We do have a lot of information out right now, and we've got in the banks. We've got a computer sitting there with showing the new pool. We've got a conceptual design. we're starting to go out and talk to some businesses
and farmers.
Yes, absolutely. I said this, these were my exact words at the supervisors meeting last week, that I was number one industry is agriculture, and we need to be sure we're asking that industry to help support our community, and I have all the faith in the world they will.
Oh yeah, I think so too. When are you planning on starting?
Well, I was hoping to start this fall, but we ran into a couple snags with one of the grants that we need to get. And so now it kind of looks like it's going to be spring. And I think we need to do that, and because we don't want to tear that pool up until we know for sure we're going to build the new one.
Right.
So we don't want to go a year without a pool. Not saying that we're giving up on the idea of having one for next year. We're not. But we can't do any work and expect that grant to pay for any of that portion, so or even count toward it. So if we do any work now, the grant won't be able to we won't be able to use that for our grant, and we're going to need every dollar we can get for that grant. So it doesn't really make any sense to do it right now. So we're making a big push, and 1st of January is a goal that we're going to have at least about half of the money committed, maybe not in pocket or in hand, but committed. And I've talked to the supervisors of Henry County, and I feel pretty confident about them. I've got an appointment right now with both Washington County and Loisa County supervisors, and going to talk to them, see if they'll give us some support. I'm really hopeful that we can get something out of Washington County. I think that'll go towards helping us get the grant from Riverside Casino.
Yep.
Too. So
yeah, they give out a lot of money every year.
They do. They support the communities, and you know, in all honesty, we will be providing support to that community, the citizens of Washington County. So anywhere from Crawfordsville this way, we'll be using that pool. So, and we also have other support through. The supports this radio cast or this webcast.
You want me to go through the list of sponsors here today?
Sure, that'd be good.
All right, Jennings & Associates Real Estate has the proven track record and resources to help you achieve your real estate goals. Contact Larry Jennings in Winfield. Prairie Ag Co-op of Winfield is dedicated to helping you with all of your grain storage, petroleum, propane, and marketing. They are proud to support WMU Athletics. Hagee Insurance is your trusted choice insurance agency with locations in Wayland, Mount Pleasant, and Winfield. See Jason or Jeff Hagee for a free quote. People State Bank wants to meet your banking needs. Building relationships helps to build a strong community, and that's what People State Bank is all about. People State Bank is proud to support our community and school. WMU Booster Club is doing exciting things and is always looking for new members. No matter where you live, you can still support the Booster Club with their various projects. El Oasis invites you in for a taste of Mexico. Delicious Mexican food with daily specials in downtown Winfield. Chemgrow wants you to know that their boots are in your field. See Tony at Chemgrow to find out how Chemgrow can help you put more in your bin. Morning Sun Farm Implement is your local Kubota dealer. Whether it's lawn or garden or in the field, stop in and see their inventory. Pilot Grove Savings Bank with 14 Southeast Iowa locations to serve your financial needs. Stop by to inquire about the main services available. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. ServPro Fire and Water Restoration, like it never happened. Call ServPro of Southeast Iowa at 319-754-8050. And that is our sponsors.
Yeah, we sure thank them for all their support. Many of those on there are returning supporters that support throughout the year. Not just the football, but they do basketball, wrestling, and baseball and softball games as well. So I sure appreciate all their help. And if you get a chance and you get in there, give them a yell and tell them you heard about them on the broadcast. Also, if you are listening, you can get on the website, and there's a place on there if you have any questions or comments. As long as they're good comments, we'll read them back. You can send them to us, email them to us, or you can actually get on Facebook and like us on Facebook. So looks like the players are starting to come out on the field.
And getting ready for the coin flip, it looks like. Down to a minute. I believe, as we all know, Winfield comes in here with an 0-2 record. Sure. But that's, they played Wapello last week, which is a class ahead up.
Up, yep.
And Lisbon is a very, very, very good team. I believe Cardinal Velton comes in here 2-0.
Really?
So
they've had a good start there.
Yep. And from what I've heard, they have not been scored on, so their defense must be pretty stout.
Evidently,
so.
Yeah. Well, we may have our hands full.
I don't remember what the score was a year ago. We were here. I think we beat them pretty handedly, but a lot changes in a year.
You never know. You never know. It's different kids every year. So, yeah. And we were here last year, weren't we?
Yep,
so.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be a nice
time. It was 44-0 last year. I'm not looking for anything like that this year.
No. No, I hope not. So the field sits, looks like what, north to south?
I would call that, yeah.
North to south, pretty true.
Good-looking field.
It is. And the flags at half-staff, I'm sure that's for 9/11 coming up.
Looks like the Wolves are going to receive the ball to start the game. See if we can get the offense started here quick. Yeah, we pulled in here, and I said, well, why is the flag at half?
Yeah.
But, yeah, today it's for 9/11, right?
9/11's on Sunday, so I'm sure that's what it's about.
I better get home and get my flag lowered. I didn't know.
I know ours isn't lowered yet either, but if Sue's watching, you better get out there and get her done. They've already done the national anthem before we got on the air, so that's all done, and they're ready to play football.
Yep, sunshine's still out. Clouds out to the east, but I don't think we have to worry about them. They've already been through here.
Gone through. I think we might luck out of this deal. I was there for a while. I wondered if we was going to be outside with this, and I was concerned about getting kind of soaked. But
looks like
nice
back deep for the Wolves is number two, Bryce Robinson, and number 24, Juanito Piper. Number three, Brock Mullen, and number 25, number 23 for the Wolves. 23, Trey Newton. In to kick for Cardinals, number three, Trevor Albert, senior.
I was watching him do some warm-up kicks down here. He looks like he got a pretty good leg.
I'm thinking the Wolves better be backing up here, actually.
Yeah, he's got a good leg, and he's kicking for field goal-type kicks, and I'm wondering if he can kick field goals. That caught us last year, that one. That was an onside kick.
Onside kick, recovered by the Wolves.
Yeah, he just lays down on it at 36-yard line.
Number 25, Graham Hagee.
Hagee, you know that kid?
I do know that kid. That'd be my nephew.
Yeah.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Wolves on their own 36.
It'll be interesting to see this new offense. Is Robinson the running back? Did you notice when they're warming up? Or is he?
It's Bryce and Graham back there.
Graham.
And then Caleb's at the fullback. We got everybody up front. Nobody out split wide. Hands off to Graham Hagee. He cuts up.
Nice run.
That's a good 5-yard gain, 4-yard.
Just a nice, right up the gut.
Yep.
Just off tackle, standard wishbone play right there.
Looks like we got Kyle Giese at center, Colin Hinkle at the right guard, Carter Hinkle at the right tackle. Left guard would be Jace Malone, and the left tackle would be Jordan Hudson.
Did they? Do you know if they've been running any option off of that wishbone?
I don't know.
Looks like Cardinals in the standard 5-4.
Hand off to Caleb up. He gets 3 yards.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be second down and
couple? Yeah. Maybe three.
Yeah. Good first two plays as
nice.
Trey Newton runs the play and Braden Bradley runs out. Not sure who the other one is. Number three, Brock Mullins, the other one in there. So. Still on the wishbone, third down and three. Hands off to Graham Hagee, and that looks to me like that's a first down for the Wolves.
Yeah, definitely first down.
Yep.
Got another 4 or 5 yards on that. Putting the ball at about the 47-yard line, it looks like.
Looked like number 53, Austin Bride, with the stop for Cardinal Veldon.
All right, moving the chains. That's what we like to see.
First and 10 for the Wolves on their own 47.5-yard line. That's three pretty solid runs
there. Solid run. You do that all night long right there. Here they come again.
Bryce Robinson with his first carry for the game, and he gets met at the line but still goes forward for 2 or 3 yards.
Line did good on there pushing forward and just moving. They moved the whole line of scrimmage down the field.
Tell you what, he got up to the 49. That's 4 yards.
Yeah. And he didn't.
He
I don't think
line.
He passed his lineman.
Yeah.
He didn't. The line's coming off the ball well and dominating that line of scrimmage right now. That's what we need to do.
Second down and six.
Here come the blitz. He comes
pass out to Bryce Robinson. He's open. He catches it. Nice catch. He's brought down by number 32. But that's good for a Wolves first
down.
That
was good. Nice play. And Cardinal had a blitz coming. Middle linebacker was coming up hard and got picked up. And Winfield was able to roll out of that. Nice roll-out pass out in the flat.
It was a nice catch by Bryce.
Nice catch by
it was
Bryce.
A good throw. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce had to move a little bit.
A little bit.
He did it. And
so we got another first and down, two in a row here. And the ball on Cardinals' 40-yard line.
I guess I never did announce the starting quarterback,
no.
Austin Lee.
Austin Lee.
First down and 10 for the Wolves. There's a jump there.
The
flag comes out. Looked like number 76. The D'Agostino Schilling?
D'Agostino. That's the nice thing about being up here is you can get pronunciations.
Yeah. The Cardinal guys are helping us.
Yeah. We need it, too.
We're probably really annoying them right now.
I would think. All right, so 5 yards marched off. Ball's on the 35-yard line on the Cardinal yard line. This is some of the best field position we've had all year.
All year. First down and five.
All right, here they come again. Cardinals pulled up a little bit now, too. Here comes Robertson.
Up the left side. Yeah, I think he got 3 yards there.
Yeah, they haven't had a loss yet. Knock wood here.
Right up on the left tackle. He's second down and.
Gosh, one?
One. I'm missing those. He gets 4 yards, but I think he gets two or three.
Well, that's because the line's doing such a good job of pushing up. And they're moving that line of scrimmage 2 or 3 yards every play.
And I tell you, Cardinals got some big boys on their line.
They do. Yeah, those first three in there are pretty stout kids. Now they'll flip out to,
Bryce Robinson on the outside. He gets outside the end, and he's knocked down. Nice tackle there. It's a first down.
He got about almost 10 yards, and that's going to put the ball about the 20, 21, 22-yard line.
Looked like number 22. He's a senior, Trenton Derflinger, with a nice tackle out there in the open on Bryce.
Yep.
You get him out in the open, and usually he's
he's pretty good. He's a good athlete all the way around. And
he's pretty fast.
Pretty quick. So Winfield knocking at the door here a little bit, almost in the red zone. And we got a timeout by
Winfield.
Maybe a little confusion.
Scott kind of looked like he didn't really want that timeout.
No, he probably
didn't,
but there might have been a little confusion. He got a new offense in there. And this close, don't want to mess something up here.
Yep.
One thing they've got here, again, I've seen this around. I know Waco's got one. Lisbon had one. They got one here is a play clock.
Play clocks, yes.
So
very nice.
Yeah, the quarterbacks can kind of see where they're at. Always before, you just kind of had to go on feel. You really didn't know for sure.
I tell you, this whole place, you look out here and you see the baseball field. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Softball field's right by it.
Yeah, it's really nice. If we get our softball field down by the school, we'd be comparable.
That would be very, very good.
Yeah, it would. I know they've tried over the years. One of these days, it'll happen.
I know that's what they want.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, both teams are coming out. It's first and 10 for the Wolves on the Cardinal 22. Hands off to Graham Higgy. He's going right tackle.
He gets stopped, but he ends up getting at least a yard or two anyway.
Yeah. Looks like number 76.
And that's that D'Agostino
Schilling. It's like a gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Wolves. Someone missed their block on him that time.
He's playing that left tackle.
Quick
there.
Counts. We got Bryce Robinson out to the outside. Pass to him, just incomplete. He had to kind of turn around to get that one, but it still should have been caught.
He was open. Definitely was open. He wasn't going to get a lot of yards after catch, but he was definitely open. It's going to make it like 3rd and 8.
Big third down here for the Wolves.
Yeah, ball's on the 20-yard line.
We are in two-down territory.
7:27 left in the first quarter here. And Winfield had the ball the entire time, so not sure what happened
there.
Hand
off to Caleb Higgy. No one was ready for that snap.
No. I think the only ones that knew that was coming was maybe the center.
Yeah. I think it surprised the quarterback.
Yeah, I think it did. So now that's going to make it 4th and 8. And here comes the play. I'm sure we're going for it.
Yep.
I don't know why my mic does that once in a while.
Okay, 4th down and 7, I guess. Still on the wishbone. Pass out. Got Robinson out there. I don't see much out there. Austin Lee runs it. Yeah, stopped on the 18.
Yeah, he did the right thing. He had his receivers were covered. The only thing he could do is tuck it and run.
Yeah, there was nothing out there.
Nope.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for Cardinal.
All right, a little disappointment there, but that was a nice series for Winfield. Kind of nice seeing that wishbone. I like that. We'll see what Cardinal comes out there. Looks like they got a double wing.
See if we can stop them here.
And, yeah, they're in a double wing. Quarterback's under center.
Pitches it out to the right.
I thought he was going to throw it there for a minute.
Number three, Brock Mullen with the stop for the Wolves. Nice tackle there by Brock.
So just a little jet sweep on that. Just pitch it out and go. And it was good for about 8 yards, looks like. So yeah, they're playing a little double wing or a... Maybe a power cell. There's just a straight eye right now.
Second down, tailback up the right tackle. He stopped pretty quick, but I think that's going to be a first down.
First down for Cardinal.
Looks like number 60 for the Wolves getting off that pile. Is that Jace?
Yeah, Jace Malone. And Cardinals got the ball on their own 30-yard line. First and down, first and 10. Winfield's in there, 5-4. Cardinals got one in motion, then it's a pass out to that flat, covered by
nobody there.
Robinson.
Right there's Jace Malone, gets him down.
Nice coverage by Robinson out here in this flat. That wingback come over on motion and flashed over into the flat area, and that's who they're looking for. And
like a
loss
of eight?
Yeah.
Jace Malone with the big quarterback sack.
Yeah, puts them second and 18. Nice job. And now they're in a wishbone. Comes a pass. Oh, no.
Pitches it out to number 13. He's met quick by number 24, Juanito Piper.
Nice job by Piper.
And I think 76, Jordan Hudson was there, too.
That was a nice fake. Had me faked out. I thought he was getting ready to throw the ball. But he went ahead and gave it off to the fullback, and Winfield was able to cover it.
I think
third and, gosh, 18, no gain on the play. Nice job by the Winfield defense.
Big play here by the Wolves. They're in the wishbone this time.
Wishbone, give it to the
– right up the gut.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of yards to make. He did make about an 8-yard gain on that, but that just puts him up to the back marker, so it's going to be fourth and 10.
Stopped by number 63, Colin Hinkle, and number three, Brock Mullen there. Back deep for the Wolves for the punts, number two, Bryce Robinson, and number 24, Juanito Piper.
So they're bringing their big lineman off the field, and I would think that would be a pretty good clue that the punt is coming.
Got number three back there,
yep.
Trevor Albert. He's the one who started the game.
Yeah, he's their kicker. A little confusion on their part. He don't know where to go. I think they might have too many men on the field.
Timeout.
Timeout. Yeah, 64 for Cardinal was lost. I don't think he knew where he's supposed to be. He's one of their big boys, too. He's a big kid.
I tell you, that's the best start for the Wolves all year. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
To get a stop, too, is yep. nice.
I tell you, that defensive line of the Wolves, I just looked for them to be really powerful because they're pretty big.
Yep. All a little older. They're not they're not a young group. And, I think I've said it ever since the beginning of the season that I look for the line to really take charge and be a big factor and give the younger players some time to build. But, having those couple kids come back and get on the teams helping and
I tell you, I've been saying all summer that the line should be the strength. And
should be.
And I think by the end of the year, maybe from here on out, they will.
They're showing to be pretty strong right now. So,
all right, we're ready to start playing again. Yeah. 4 minutes left here in the first quarter.
So it looks like Robinson and Piper are in back for to receive the punt. Robinson's deep. Piper's up short and going to go to Piper. He's in traffic and still comes up and catches the punt. That kid has got –
He's not afraid.
No. I was going to say something bad, but he's got nerves of steel right there. He stood right in there. He had red all around him and went ahead and pulled it in.
It'll be first and 10 for the Wolves on
10.
Cardinals.
Cardinals 45.
44, 45,
40. 44
and a half.
Yeah, I'm impressed. That was, if he wouldn't have caught that ball, that would have been at least another 10 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job.
It's a good job stepping up there and catching it. Uh-oh, fumble on the play. That was an attempted handoff to number 20, Caleb Hagee. He fumbled it, but he did recover it.
Just never got it in the he just never got it in the basket. And he's playing that fullback position, so that's a pretty quick handoff, and just didn't quite get it.
We might have to work on that tomorrow.
Yeah, you know.
Loss of one on the play. Brings up second down and 11.
Yeah, the Cardinal defense is in tight. And flashes out. Who's running the ball? I didn't see.
Hand off to number 25, Graham Hagee. He was met quick.
He was coming in off tackle and wasn't there. He tried to sneak out the outside and got hit. So now we've got third and about 12. And we're sitting on Cardinals' 44-yard line. No, 46-yard line.
Splitting the wide receivers outside. Cardinals really
face up.
Nice
throw.
Quick slant. Uh-oh, picked off. Number 7
That's
picked
their
it
quarterback.
Off. Stopped by number 50, Carter Hinkle. Number 7 for the Trey Albert. Yep, that's their quarterback.
That's their quarterback, yeah. He was just in the right spot at the right time. Threw it a little bit late that he was open early on that slant in. Just a quick slant in. He was open early, but didn't get the ball to him quite quick enough and ended up throwing into traffic and got it picked.
So it'll be first and 10 for Cardinal on the Wolves' 42-yard line.
Quick
hands off to number 22.
Christian.
Brought down by number 20, Caleb Hagee, looked like. Gain of 2.
Christian Giro is that's a freshman, too, playing that number 22 for. Here, let me get the right team up here.
Trenton Derflinger.
Yeah. That's our guy.
All right, second down and 8.
They're playing a. High formation. Uh-oh. Gives it a tailback. He's got room. Goes out to down to the 30-yard line and gets stopped.
It was number 13, Marcus Olson. It'll be first and 10.
First and 10.
On the Wolves, 30.
Looks like Caleb Hagee made the stop on that one. A minute 57 left in the first quarter. In the I formation, gives off to the tailback.
Same kid, number 13.
Yeah,
he's got another
got
big,
ball,
huge
ball. And he's in for the touchdown.
It's number 13, Marcus Olson, another right. Senior.
Yeah, he's just they're just running, taking their wing back and sliding him over in motion in front of him and sending the fullback out in front of him too and just had a huge hole. Going to have to come up and fill that. Get that stop. They're going to run that all day if they don't stop that. So a minute 38, that the Cardinals are end up, I don't know if they're going to kick it or they'll try to go for
it. I think they're
going to
go for it.
Kick, I think number three
on the sideline. Yeah,
number 3 is their kicker, so they're going to go for 2.
They didn't score a touchdown there?
Really?
Oh. All right. We called it a touchdown.
Yeah, we did.
That was not a touchdown, so first and goal, and the Wolves stop him there.
And it was a gain of about, what, 5, you think?
Looks like it's about on the 4-yard line. So it'll be second down and goal with the ball on the Wolves' 4-yard line. We need a big defensive stand here. About a minute left in the first quarter.
They're in their I form. They're doing that same play.
Pitch out to the right, and that's number 13, but he's met hard.
Yeah, he's hit. And not before he gets in, though.
Oh.
He must have been closer than the 8-yard line.
Yeah.
They only made about a couple yards. So now they got their score. A minute 5. And it looks like they're going to kick. Number 3's out there and getting set up for the extra point.
Snaps out, kicks up, and it's...
No signal, no signal, no signal.
Good.
I don't know why they had to think about.
Boy, that was a long wait there.
They wanted to make sure, I guess. So the point after is good. At the minute 5, Cardinal of Eldon is up 7-0 over Winfield. Yeah, with just that off-tackle play, and you just need those linebackers to pull up in there and get that stopped. I'm going to put that, I think I've got that over here. I'm going to get a score out here. I haven't looked to see if there's any.
Maybe we should switch computers here.
Places here.
Chris is much better at running the computer than I am. All right, minute 5 left here in the first half. Back deep for the Wolves is number 2, Bryce Robison, and number 24, Juanito Piper. In to kick for the Comets is number 3, and he's got a leg. That kick would have made it from probably 40 yards out, I think. And I believe we're getting ready to go. Kick, another onside kick. And number 23, Trey Newton, got it for the Wolves. So it'll be first and down, first and 10 for the Wolves on their own 38-yard line. Need a couple good plays here and a good drive here. I'm kind of questioning this onside kick stuff.
Yeah, it seems like
he's
got a pretty good leg. He could put his back there early.
So we're in the wishbone again. Hands off to Bryce Robison off the left side. He's got room there. He gets to the outside, runs over number 21. He's close to a first down. And I think he's going to have it. That's a good play. He a lot of people would think that Bryce Robinson's looking to juke and jive people. He put his head down and run.
Did it, didn't he?
Yeah. It's first and 10 for the Wolves. Ball will be on their own 49.
We do have a little shout-out here. Let me read it to you. From Allison McCarty. Really hate missing the game, but nothing compares to listening to the sweet sounds of Jace Hagee. Go Wolves.
That's a long story there. That's my new nickname is Jazz Hagee.
Jazz Hagee. Oh, big hit.
Hand off to number 25, Graham Hagee, and he's met hard at the line. No gain on the play.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up. Yep, they do. Who came up? That was number 65 for Cardinal. That hit him. Gonzalez.
Ooh.
The senior.
Tepatillo? Like, I'm not very good with names.
Yeah, me. I can't remember your last name, so what am I talking about?
Second down and 10 for the Wolves. Still in the wishbone. Fakes the handoff. Oh, he's going to keep it outside the left side. Austin Lee himself, and he's... Well, he's going to get 5 yards on that play.
I thought he was lost for 2 or 3 and ends up pulling out. So
it's a good run there by Austin Lee. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5. We're on the Comets side of the ball field. That's good.
Looks like we got some scores. Al Burnett is up on Wapsie Valley 6-0 with 8:29 in the first quarter.
We do have timeout here, so you got plenty of
time. All right. Highland is 0, Sigourney Keota. I always like to call that Keota Sigourney just to be ornery with them.
Yeah, I'll bet they don't like that.
No, I work with a lot of those guys, so I like to rub it in a little. But a 0-8, Keota Sigourney's ahead.
That's kind of like saying Mount Union Winfield.
It is. It is. And I don't know why, but they ain't figured that out yet.
Right.
They will now. Thanks a lot, bud. Wilton leads 7-0 over Columbus. Al Burnett is up. That's the one we just did. 13-0 now. I don't know what happened there. It was 8-0. Now 13-0.
I guess it's not a timeout, Chris. It's the end of the quarter.
End of the quarter. That helps. Same thing. East Buchanan 7, North Lynn 0. Waco is trailing 12-0 in the middle of the first. I'm not sure who they're playing.
That's 8-man football. I tell you what, you can score a lot of points really quick.
And fast, yeah.
So now we're going to start heading back to the north. You got more scores?
Yep, Regina Regina leads Wapello 21-0.
Wow. Regina's the real deal. And they're 1-1.
Yeah.
All right. It's third down and 5 for the Wolves. Fake the handoff. Hands it off to Bryce Robinson over the right side. He gets into the backfield. That's a 1st and 10 for the Wolves. That's a 15-yard gain there, I think.
Yeah, that was a nice run.
I don't know if that's me or.
I don't know why it does that.
I think it's time for new mics, Danny. Well, Danny?
We got a new one, I thought. But
1st and 10 for the Wolves on the Comets 33-yard line. That was a nice play. Two fakes there and then handed off to Bryce, and it was open. Hands off to Graham Hagee up the right, off the right tackle. He's met quick by number 22 and number 64. I still think he gained.
He got a couple.
Yep, a couple yards. 2nd down and 8. One thing about the wishbone, it runs the time off the clock. Second down and 8 with the ball on the Comets 31. I have a feeling Bryce is going to break one of those here.
He will. Oh, yeah, pass out to Robinson. He's open. Get it. Oh, he throws
it deep.
Deep
complete to number 33, Braden Bradley.
Touchdown,
Wolves.
I was sitting there yelling at him to throw to Bryce, and I had a deep man wide open. Nice throw.
What a great throw by number 12, Austin Lee. And a great catch.
Excellent.
Great play called by the Wolves coaching staff.
That's got to make him feel good over there.
Are we going to kick the extra point? You know, I gave Scott a lot of crap last year about not ever
kicking.
Doing that.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to go for it.
We got to go for it.
We didn't kick an extra point when we were up by 40
last
year.
Yeah, why would we do it now?
he doesn't want to hear it from me, I bet.
All right, here they go. In goes Robinson.
Hands off to Robinson to the left side, and he's fighting.
I don't know.
It's close.
I don't see a signal.
No good.
No good. Boy, he was right on it, and they just happened. All right, so Winfield is able to put a pretty nice little drive together to start the second quarter and comes out with a touchdown, nice touchdown pass. Was that about a 25-yarder?
Yeah, that was a nice pass and catch. You know, I just hope that Allison, if she's home – listening to us, doesn't tell her husband, who's the head coach, Scott McCarty, now, that we're talking about him or anything.
Well, I would think he'd expect it a little.
Well, I would think so, too.
Jazz Hagee to say something about it. All right, let me get this score in so everybody can see it.
Okay, so 10 minutes and 57 seconds left here. The score is Cardinal Comets 7, the Winfield Mount Union Wolves 6. We need a good kickoff, big defensive stand here. Get the ball back and run it in again. Hey, I tell you, number 33, Braden Bradley. I got to give it to the head coach, Scott McCarty, and the whole coaching staff for, you know, two games into the season, seeing that the offense wasn't working, that they were running and switching offenses. That's a pretty big undertaking, I would think. Looks like we're going to have someone hold the kickoff. Number 33, Braden Bradley, is going to kick it off. I don't know where the tee's at because the wind's not blowing the ball off the tee. No wind here right now. All right, the kickoff's there. It's up. It's a pretty good kick. Down to the 25-yard line. Number 7's with the return. Met hard by number 3 for the Wolves, Brock Mullen. And number 2, Bryce Robinson. They hit him pretty hard there. That was number 7. That's the quarterback. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Cardinal at their own 36-yard line.
We said 25 yards. I don't know. 25 yards. I like the ish.
All right, 1st and 10 for Cardinal. Hands off to number 13. He's met pretty quick right there by number 76, Jordan Hudson. Number 77, Kyle Giese. And number 20, Caleb Higgy was in there on that. Looks like two yards picked up. 2nd down and 8. Kyle Giese. So it'll be second down and 8. With the ball on Cardinals 38. Hands off to number 22. He cuts it back up the middle, and he's met by that defensive line for the Wolves.
No see gain a white on the play. On him right there, nothing. No gain.
That line for the Wolves is starting to
come around, isn't it?
Yep. I noticed Cardinals got a few big guys, but then they got some smaller guys up there too.
Sure.
So, which nothing wrong with that. Wolves are switching up their line.
Comes a pass play, and got him. He had him open out deep, but just threw it to the outside a little bit.
I thought number 32 going across the middle was wide open.
Wide open, yeah. That's who I thought he was throwing to.
Quarterback just missed him.
Yep. So incomplete pass makes it fourth and
seven.
So it looks like a punting situation, and the counter's out. You always can tell they're punting when the kicker's out there counting heads.
Back deep for the Wolves, number 24. Juanito Piper, number 2, Bryce Robinson.
Oh, it was close to
that kick. That's going to go out of bounds.
That's going to be a flag on the play.
Did we run into him?
Yeah, he ran into him.
Number 14, Cash Rossiter.
I was just going to say, he come close to getting him, but
5 yard.
I'm not sure what they. So they called that a
roughing the kicker.
Yeah. So that's going to be a 15-yard personal foul and a automatic first down.
I didn't see it. Was it that rough?
He hit him with his leg up in the air.
Oh.
I don't know. He could have maybe scooted off and not hit him.
That's a big mistake by the Wolves right
yeah.
there. Coming from a junior, too. Well.
Well, it's an aggressive. At least they're being aggressive. I guess that's one way to look at it here. But yeah, it's going to be a 15-yarder. It's going to be costly. No, it's 10 yards.
Well, I think, all right, we stopped them once. We need to do it again.
All right.
It'll be first and 10. The ball on the Wolves' 45-yard line. Quick snap. He runs it off to the right side.
Nice hit.
Met hard right there by number 3, Brock Mullen.
Nice hit. Locked
number 60, Jace Malone was chasing and hit him hard after Brock put the initial hit on him.
He ended up still getting about 4 yards, maybe 5.
Looks like 5 yards. Second down and 5 with the ball on the Wolves, 40. We might remember that penalty come later on tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
Right up the gut he goes.
Number 54, that had to be their fullback.
Met by number 24, Juanito Piper, and number 20, Caleb Hagee. Looks like it's good for a Comet first down. Be first and 10 on the Wolves' 35-yard line.
Kind of takes the wind out of your sail a little bit when something like that happens. It's too bad. And gives to the second back.
Right up the gut he goes. Looks like a gain of
about 5.
So second down and 5. Wolves need a big stop here.
In that wishbone, gives it to the tailback. Got hit hard.
Yep.
Gained maybe 2 to 3.
Yeah, he didn't get the first down. It's going to be a big third down here.
So the 8 minutes and 38 seconds. Excuse me. Cardinal.
Looks like third down and 4.
Third and 4, yeah. And they're on Winfield's 29-yard line, 27-yard line. Gives it off to fullback. Oh, we got a
flag
penalty
coming in there.
I don't know what that's going to be. Probably a holding. I don't know if it's going to be a first down anyway, though. It's
against Cardinal.
Holding.
Good call, Chris.
Yeah.
From up here.
From up here.
I think you got to move them back.
I think so, too, because I think they might have had the first down. Well, they didn't have the first down, but that don't mean they wouldn't go for it. They're moving them.
It'll be third down and 10. That holding penalty came out a long ways downfield.
Yeah.
That's where the pile was.
That's a spot foul. Yeah.
It's third down and 10.
Okay, snaps in, gives it the tailback. Juking around in there, makes a nice run, but stopped short.
Crossed the 30, and a late flag comes in.
Oh, that might not be good.
Number 13's getting up, limping a little bit. Face mask against the Wolves. That'll be a first down.
Yeah, that's penalties are killing us right now. Incidental, also the 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it's first down. I don't know if it's automatic, but it got him across the line. First and 10 on the Wolves, 24.
We're going to tighten the wishbone. And, I thought he fumbled it. He did. A broken play.
Yeah, good job by the Wolves there. Number 23, Trey Newton with the quarterback sack.
Yeah, he's right on him.
And actually, I got to give it to that quarterback. He was losing control of the ball, and he didn't force anything there. So
he could have easily fumbled that away.
Yep. Looks like a loss of 7. It's on the 31 now.
Yep.
So second down and 17. Come on, Wolves. We need a big defensive play here. Hands off to number 13 on the right side. He's got some yards there, but he's being hit.
Yeah, it took about 3 hits to get him down.
Yeah. Brought down by number 3, Brock Mullen. It's going to bring up a big third down here. And
third
six,
and long. Yeah, third and
7?
7.
Third down and 7, so a 9-yard gain there. They're in that tight wishbone again.
Yeah, they like that.
Hands it off to number 13 again up the right side, and he's mad early.
It's going to be close. It's going to be
close. It's going to be really close.
It'll be a spot. I think he's short, but it's going to be close.
It's all about the spot there. And I'm moving it back. I think he's going to be short.
So that's going to be about 4th and 1. Short one.
Short one. Yep, they're going for it.
I don't think so.
Big stop here for the Wolves.
Sitting on the 21-yard line. Or no, actually, it's a 16-yard line.
They're going to go off this right side again. Right up the
guy. Oh, he gets stopped.
Quick by
nice stop.
24, Juanito Piper. I don't know if he...
I don't think he made it. He was at the line of scrimmage when he hit him. He hit him hard and pushed him back. Nice tackle by Juanita.
Boy, that's
I think they're gonna have to measure it.
It's a friendly spot.
Yeah, he's gonna measure it. Yeah, I thought he hit him at the line of scrimmage and drove him straight back. I don't know.
It was a great tackle there by the freshman Juanito Piper. It's gonna be close.
I think they stopped him. That'd be a big momentum changer for Winfield if they could get that stop. Stretch her hard, boys. Yeah,
yeah. It's first and 10 for the Wolves.
Winfield, my union. Nice stop.
Big stop there for the Wolves.
I tell you, that Piper kid has impressed the heck out of me.
He doesn't play like a freshman.
Yeah, no.
That was number 22, the ball carrier, I believe. Trenton Durflinger.
Yeah, he filled that a gap and stopped him. Nice hit.
6:15 left here in the first half. Wolves first and 10 on their own 15. This made a long time-consuming drive here.
Yes. This is the worst field position we've had all night, but a nice drive.
Hand off to number 2, Bryce Robinson. Gain of
4 or 5.
5, I think.
Puts him out at the 20-yard line.
They'll bring up 2nd down and 5 from their own 20, 5 yards a pop. Sooner or later, he's going to bust one.
He will. He win a lot of ball games 5 yards at a time.
They just can't run him too much.
No.
So 2nd down and 5, Hands off to number 25, Graham Higgy. He's trying to go off the right side. He cuts it back up the middle. He gains two. Two, we'll say.
Yep, two.
Brings up third down and three. Big third down here for the Wolves. Third down and three.
All right, here they come. This is a big play for Winfield. With 5 minutes left in the quarter.
Hands off to Robinson coming up the right side. Not, ooh, he was stopped.
He stopped. He just didn't have
short.
Have anywhere to go.
Yep.
That's going to make it fourth and
fourth and two or three.
Yeah.
I don't think he gained much there.
And
be a good time just to punt it away.
Hopefully the punting game is I know we did the first game we kind of – I was in that Wapello game. I don't know how it went there, but
Caleb didn't – he's normally their punter, and he didn't play that game. He set out due to a bad nick. Looks like he's back in there to punt.
All right.
Back deep for the Comets. Looks like number 23. Well, must not be 23.
I think they're going to go for it. No, he's back there. He's just real short.
Yeah, he's not very tall.
No,
good
snap, though.
That kicks. That's going to roll pretty good.
Nice kick.
Got it down to the 48 line.
Yep. Down to 39 of Cardinal. Let's see. It looks like somebody says they won't tell. Allison said that. We were talking about Scott, you know. Allison says she won't tell, but Emerson?
Emerson, their little daughter.
Yeah, she might. She blabs a lot, she says. So.
Well, I'm sure Grandpa Jim will take care of that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, first and 10 for the Comets on their own 39-yard line. Pitching it out here to the right side to number 22. He cuts back. Looks like he's brought down by number 50, Carter Hinkle, and number 77, Kyle Giese. Not before a gain of seven on the play.
Yeah. And we got a little shout-out from Barb Kloffenstein, and she would like to hear the score. So score is 7-6. We got us a barn burner right now with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half.
Right up
and
the gut. That's
nice
good
run.
For a first down.
Broke loose. Robinson can't catch him. Nice job. Yeah, I thought he was gone. Yep. Rice's speed got up to him and caught him.
It found a hole over there on the right side, it looks like.
So he went clear out to the Winfield's 25-yard line, 24-yard line.
It'll be first and 10. Looks like we got a timeout Winfield.
Yeah, they need to talk about that a little bit. They can't let that happen. I could see him coming back and running that same play again.
Which I think that's the same play that they scored on. But the score is, Barb, 7 for Cardinal Comets, 6 for the Winfield Mount Union Wolves. We have 3 minutes and 16 seconds left here in the first half. Just both teams are running the ball a lot.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. But we was able to let's see our touchdown was on a nice pass play.
Nice pass.
There. So, yeah, the little wishbone, I like that. That change in our offense. Big difference in the whole feeling of the game tonight.
I believe that's the second timeout for the Wolves, so they'll have one left here in the first half. I think Cardinals called one. Maybe.
There's 3 minutes and 16 seconds here. And once again, a big place for – we need to get a stop in here.
Wolves have been playing defense on the wrong side of the field.
Yeah. This will definitely be four down situation too, so –
send a guy in motion to the right. Hand off there, coming to this right side again. Number 13 again. Dragged down by number 50, Carter Hinkle. Not before he got down to the 12.
Yeah, he made some pretty good yardage. 8-yard gain.
Must be 7 yard gain. Second down and three.
You know, I never agree with those guys, though.
I know.
Even in Winfield, I don't agree with
you. You know, I do that at Winfield, and lots of times you just guess.
I know.
Coming right up the right side again.
Stopped early. I think it's going to be close. Now they call the first down, so.
All right, so it's first and 10. Ball on the 13-yard line, the Wolves. Big stop here for the Wolves.
Yeah, we need a big one here.
I think we're going to see four more runs right up that right side.
Yep. To come back out in the wishbone.
Which you look at the line.
They're, they're in a power eye. Oh, they got
flag called.
Illegal procedure.
Yep. Boy, if you look at the right side of their offensive line and our defensive line, which would be the left side of our defensive line, there's a huge gap there. I think that's just where they're running.
Run right up that gap. So that's about a five-yard penalty. Should make that 15 and 10 now. That kind of helps a little bit.
Yep. First down and 15 for the Comets.
Be nice to stunt that right side or our left side right now. Motion and
coming right up
that
side again. Met hard there by Carter Hinkle, though. Nice stop right there. The ball carrier was number 13, Marcus Olson. He's getting a workout tonight.
He is. He's had a lot of touches, and he's gotten hit a couple times, too. He's gotten up slow a couple times.
Boy, they gave him a gain of 5 on that play.
I didn't think he got that much.
I didn't either. Looks like second down and 10, though.
And here's the wishbone.
Going up the left side there, though. He's met quick by number 2, Bryce Robinson.
He maybe
brought
got
down
one
by 63 for the Wolves. That's Colin Hinkle, I believe. So, third down and 8.
Third and 8.
Big play here for the Wolves.
Gives it to the tailback.
Coming off to the
right
side. He's being chased down. Number 76, Jordan Hudson.
Nice stop by Hudson.
He's coming clear from the right side of that defensive line, running down that sideline and chased him down. And there was help there because everyone was stringing it out, but that's good hustle by the senior.
So that makes it fourth down and about 6. And the ball's sitting on the 8-yard line. Somebody won't leave me alone on this phone here. It's my daughter. They're persistent.
Very persistent.
Very. They know better than ask for money anymore. I don't give it to them anymore. they're old enough.
Timeout for Cardinal.
And what we got, 31 seconds?
31 seconds left.
Think they might try to kick it?
I with the way I saw that kid kick, I think he's got plenty of
leg. He's got the leg, I think. They may be looking at it. That would give him
We do have a few blocks.
Yeah. He's a 50-yard kicker, really. Yeah. Last year we got – that's how we got beat out of our playoffs game. What was that?
Needed to kick an extra – well, yeah, it was a long kick,
40-yarder. 40-yard kick, and heck, there wasn't hardly any time left on the field – in the game.
This looks like he's going to be setting the ball on the 15-yard line, so it'll be a 25-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. From what I hear in here, it's just a little chip shot for him.
Yeah. He's got the right
We got Bryce Robinson coming right off that angle. Right side. See if he can get around there and get a hand up in there. He's going. Oh, good block there. Nice kick. It's up and
good. Oh, yeah, he kicked her in.
10-6. 26 seconds left here in the first half. 10-6, that's all right. We're not down and out.
All right, they're a long ways from being over.
Oh, yeah.
One touchdown, we've got our one. That's all it takes. It's easily said, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let me put this on real quick.
Okay. Cardinals going to kick the ball off here. 26 seconds left in the first half. back deep for the Wolves. Number 2, Bryce Robinson. Number 24, Juanito Piper. As I said, 10-6, the Wolves are trailing. We still got time here. Well, we got a whole second half. And I think the weather's going to hold off. I'm not looking at the radar, though. All right, number 3 is in the kick for Cardinal. So far it's been all onside kicks. He does it, a little squib kick. Down, Bryce Robinson picks it up, though, looking for the sidelines. And he stopped up, wrapped up at the 40-yard line. 19 seconds left, the ball on the 40-yard line. Time for one or two more plays here. We do have one timeout left, I believe. So it'll be first and 10 for the Wolves on their own 40-yard line. Don't need to do anything stupid here.
No, we don't. Absolutely not.
But it looks like we're sending them out wide. We got Bryce Robinson wide right, and we got 3 of them wide left. Brock Mullen, Caleb Hagee, and Trey Newton. We're going to try and do something here. Back in the shotgun. He just hands off to Graham Hagee up the middle. Nice little run there. Gain of 4 on the play.
A little pistol set up there. So that's going to be the end of the half. I doubt they'd try another.
Yep. Coach McCarty's. He called timeout.
He called timeout. He's going to try one more.
Yep. One more play here.
Yeah, you go for a Hail Mary, you think?
You just don't need any big mistakes.
I don't think so either. Not at this point. Yeah, going into the half with just a 4-point difference. Basically one touchdown's not bad, but
I don't mind trying it, but if the snap's not there and you
just eat it.
Yeah, if the snap's not there, just go down.
Yeah. Yeah, just eat it.
One thing that'd be very demoralizing is if we throw a big pick 7 here or something.
Oh gosh. Yeah, with 6 seconds left. Boy, it's really calmed down. The breeze is laid down.
Oh,
just it's a beautiful night for football.
Turned into a beautiful night, and I didn't think we were going to get it on the way here.
Oh, I didn't either. I was concerned. All right, here comes Winfield now.
I think we might be in the clear just looking here at the weather. I think we might be okay.
So we're set up in trips right. There goes a snap.
Good snap. Gets it over to Bryce Robinson. It's caught over the middle. Oh, he just needed one more broken tackle there, and that would have been.
Yeah, he had set up. He had a blocker, 23. Is that Juanito coming across the block? And he just missed the block a little bit and wasn't able to get away from that guy into the center. If he would have got past him, that thing would have been possibly 6 right there. So
yep, he was just missing one guy.
Nice play by Cardinal to stop that.
Yep.
Nice play all the way around, really. So good half of football with Cardinal leading Winfield Mount Union 10-6. Seen a little bit of everything with a touchdown pass, a touchdown by Rush, and a field goal. So pretty interesting half of football tonight.
Very good, clean game. I don't, you know, Winfield had the one big penalty, but you're going to have those. It was aggressive play. So.
One turnover, there's an interception. I don't think anybody's had a fumble, really, or hasn't lost a fumble. So,
right.
Is that the right one? I've got an old one over there. You better get this one.
All right, let's go through the sponsors one more time here. The Cardinal Comet Marching Band's out there playing. Jennings & Associates Real Estate has the proven track record and resources to help you achieve your real estate goals. Contact Larry Jennings in Winfield. Prairie Egg Co-op of Winfield is dedicated to helping you with all of your grain storage, petroleum, propane, and marketing. They are proud to support WMU Athletics. Hagee Insurance is your trusted choice insurance agency with locations in Winfield, Wayland, and Mount Pleasant. See Jason or Jeff Hagee for a free quote. 319-257-3333. ServPro Fire and Water Restoration like it never happened. Call ServPro of Southeast Iowa at 319-754-8050. Pilot Grove Savings Bank with 14 Southeast Iowa locations to serve your financial needs. Stop by to inquire about the man services available. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Morning Sun Farm Implement is your local Kubota dealer. Whether it's lawn or garden or in the field, stop in and see their inventory. Kimgrow wants you to know that their boots are in your field. See Tony at Kimgrow to find out how Kimgrow can help you put more in your bin.
And Morning Sun Farm Implement is your local Kubota dealer. Where
I'm going the other way.
Are you?
I was mixing it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oasis? All right. You can tell
I get bored.
I was paying attention, wasn't I?
I get bored, so I mix it up.
Oasis invites you for a taste of Mexico. Delicious Mexican food with daily specials. And have we done the Booster Club?
I got People's State Bank in the Booster Club, yeah.
All right. People's State Bank wants to meet your banking needs. Building relations help to build a strong community. And that's what People's State Bank is all about. People's State Bank is a proud supporter of the WMU, of our community and schools. WMU Boosters is doing exciting things and is always looking for new members. No matter where you are or where you live, you can still support the Booster Club with all their various projects.
I guess I shouldn't say I get bored with that. Danny probably won't like that.
Well,
neither will the sponsors.
Since you're one of the sponsors, yeah. Too, I'd be really excited about it.
We couldn't do it without all the sponsors.
One thing about Pilot Grove real quick, too. I don't know if you saw on the Winfield Beacon, but they've made a number of donations to the WMU school. I think I saw something for the band and the athletics, and I'm not sure what all they give. I meant to bring the paper with me, and I left it at home. But definitely a good supporter, a big supporter. And they're in a lot of communities in Southeast Iowa. And
14 of them.
14. It says that, doesn't it, on there? Yep. But they definitely, they're not just there. They support the communities and do a lot for the different schools and communities as well. So we're sure proud to have them in our community. Love all the businesses that we have there. Speaking of businesses in Winfield here a little bit, been doing some work with this pharmacy. It's been quite a project, I'll tell you. I've been on this. I bet it's been 3 years I've been trying to get this thing in
here.
Has
that been approved yet?
It's not yet. The law has been written and signed, and it is enacted. So the law for a telepharmacy is there. Now it has to go to be approved, or not approved, but the rule written. So they wrote a rule, and they sent it out to public for public opinion. Well, the way they wrote the rule is so stringent that you couldn't make any money. They had a criteria that you could only fill, and I don't remember the exact number, but X number of prescriptions per day. Well,
isn't that the name of the game, to make money?
The whole idea, yes. That's kind of what our whole...
So the state's trying to keep
economy's
them from
built on, yeah.
Right.
It's kind of a free economy that, yeah. And so, but anyway, the rule was unfair. So there was a lot of comments, and last I heard, it went back. The board did send the rules back to the rule committee. So it'll come back out in October now for review. Hopefully they've made the changes that need to be made to at least make it so that it's possible to make a profit in this, and then we'll move on. It's been such a long, drawn out, and the aggravating thing to me is, they said, you guys go out and change the law and we'll make the rule, we'll make it work. So we did that.
And they didn't hold up their end of the...
They haven't really. I mean, they are now, but they told me, I talked to two of them personally. They said, you change the rule, or you change the law, we'll make sure the rule gets done. We'll get it done quickly. And I still believe those two people that told me that are working on it and trying. Unfortunately, there's others on that committee. They're more concerned with, in my opinion, they're more concerned with, keeping their turf safe. Rather than looking at it from a opportunity, they're looking at it as a possibility of a loss. So unfortunately, and I think that happens anytime technology comes in any business, there's always that concern and there's always that holdback. Unfortunately, the person that has a lot of problem with that is in a lot of power, and has really caused some problems. But it's kind of the way that, I mean, they actually made a, I talked to Dave Heaton, Representative Heaton, about it, and you know, he was definitely in support of the pharmacy and of the telepharmacy, and helped us out in getting the law changed. And he said he'd be writing some letters, and it was funny that, like, I told him that over at Old Thrashers, and just earlier this week I get an email saying, yeah, they're sending it back to the Rules Committee. So I'm not
He's been up there a while.
He has, and he's got a good reputation, and he knows his he knows the laws and the and alike on healthcare, and it's kind of his special area, I believe. And so yeah, he's a good man to have in our corner on this. So hopefully that happens and they make the rule and we can get it going. But I think it'd be a big plus for Winfield if we could get that. But, I'm learning a lot.
Oh, I bet you are. Between that and the pool.
The pool, yes. The pool is a challenge. I'm feeling a lot of pressure for the pool. I'll tell you that right now. I don't want to let the community down on this one, because I know that everybody is really looking forward to it. I think there's a lot of support out there. I just hope I can make it happen, and we'll make it happen one way or the other. But I sure want to do it the right way. I think we got a great conceptual design. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I have not.
Yeah, I need to. I've been working. I've had it at your office, and I showed Jeff, but need to get it out and show it some more to the communities and the like. And I'm going to be meeting with the school. I'm going to be meeting with I got the supervisors and lawyers in Washington County set up. Try to get out to John Deere and talk to those guys, and then we're going to start taking it to the community door to door, and we'll just try to talk to everybody.
You're definitely earning your money.
Right now I am, yeah. Yeah. You know, it is a high-paying job.
I say
job.
That as a joke, because
I know.
It's not a very high-paying job.
I know, yeah. You know, and everybody jests about the mayor and all that, but I'll tell you what. Our community's good. We don't have a lot of... I don't get a lot. I say that, and I'll have five or six of them at home. But I don't get a lot of calls about complaints and the like. There's our standard ones, you know, and I complain about the same ones that I get. But really, it's not too bad.
No, it's a very good community.
Oh, it is. Yeah, very good. But if we can put all these things together, you know, I keep saying that I want to be poised to be ready to grow. I think that's where we're at right now, really. I think getting these couple projects under our belt, maybe the next thing that I see as mayor is looking at getting our housing. We don't have that middle of the road housing. We don't have that $150,000 to $175,000 homes out there.
No. And there's nowhere. Oh, I shouldn't say nowhere, but it's hard to build a house.
It is.
And
it is.
I mean, that's
you're
what
gonna
would be nice.
You're going to be out of that price range if you build a house.
Oh, yeah.
You can't build
definitely.
A house for that.
No.
So, yeah, it's a
sure.
– and I don't think we're alone in that struggle. I think all small communities are in that same struggle, and somehow we're going to have to creatively address that hurdle one of these days. But it's a better hurdle than addressing a hurdle of a dying community.
Definitely.
So I think we're on the right – I feel like we're on the right track. And anyway – but it looks like we're going to get ready to play some football here. It looks like
I think they're going to put 3 more minutes back up there.
And, the boys are out warming up. I think Danny gives me this mic to cut out when he says, all right, you said enough, buddy. Shut up.
Well, hopefully the second half is just as good as the first half.
Yeah,
however, I hope the Wolves score about 5 more points than Cardinal did that time.
And I'm sure they can coach them up a little bit, and you know, hopefully they got a good idea of where that hole is at there on our left side, what's going on there, and get that stopped. They did get it stopped in those last series of plays,
right?
And it wasn't there as readily, so I'm sure they'll make some adjustments and maybe get that knocked down a little bit. So real impressed with the new offense. You know, I didn't hear anything about it at all till today, actually. I don't know how long they've been practicing that wishbone, but
I think you brought it in Monday. I heard a little bit about it Monday.
Monday.
So. Just because my son's on the team, so sure. He came home and told me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really helps. We had one fumble. We recovered it, I believe.
Yep.
Which last week was the big problem. The team looks a lot better.
A lot better. I like that that wishbone. It looks like it's working out well for us here.
I tell you what, if you're a Wolves fan and close to home, next week is a big week for the Wolves. It's homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Early this year. Last year, I think it was about the middle of October, but it's early this year. Homecoming festivities all week. We got Boom Night on Wednesday night, which happens to be one of my favorite nights, as I get the okay from Superintendent Mater and everybody that I can make fun of the kids as I announce that night. So I have a lot of fun with that. But Danville Bears come to town.
Well, that'll be homecoming. A big game for us, too.
Yep. I don't know. Are you on the radio next week?
Yes, I am.
You and Kent?
Yep. I think it's Kent. I believe it is. Yeah, I think we're on next week.
Got any scores?
Some scores up. I don't know if I've lost the internet or. I hope not.
Looks like we're down about a minute left here. These officials, they definitely make them wait till the very end. Yeah. So. So 40 seconds left here. The officials are ready. The Wolves are ready. The Comets are ready, but we've got to wait for this time. The Wolves will be kicking off to start the second half. So we're going to have to come out and put a big defensive stop on it right away. Shut down that right side running that they've been doing.
Yep, that off tackle. And running that tailback off that on that well the backside of the wishbone off that off tackle.
Looks like number 33 Braden Bradley in to kick. He must like kicking off the grass. We've got Colin Hinkle in there again to hold him. He must not like using a tee.
Well, being the away team, I wonder if we forgot the tee.
Well, I wonder that, too.
Yeah, you'd think the Cardinal would allow us to use one, but I don't know. Maybe he likes it that way.
Yep.
All right,
we're ready.
The clock is reset. Here we go.
Kick is off. That's a good kick.
Nice
right
kick.
Down the middle, high.
That number 13 for Cardinal grabs it and
stopped. Met there by number 14, Cash Rossiter, and number 2, Bryce Robinson, and number 25, Graham Hagee.
So nice stop. At Cardinals' own 36-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for Cardinal at their own 36. Looks like in for the Wolves on defense, Jordan Hudson, Jace Malone, Kyle Giese, Jared Arnold in there. That's your line.
52, who's 52 for us?
52, that's Jared Arnold.
Arnold, he come up.
He's a freshman.
Is he a big freshman?
Yeah.
He came up, I don't know if he's playing they're in a 6-3 right now?
We are.
Still a 5. Well, everybody,
we've got Colin Hinkle up there and Carter Hinkle, and then we got the linebackers, Piper, Hagee, and Trey Newton.
Oh, nice pursuit by the Wolves. Comes over, Cardinal goes over on a jet sweep over, looks like Piper and
Mullen
over here.
Stop
for maybe a yard gain, not much.
I'm going to call it third down and 7.
Yeah, nice defensive coverage, nice pursuit on that.
Then we got Brock Mullen at the left corner and Bryce Robinson at the right corner there. So that's your defensive starters here in the second half.
So they're in the I formation, Cardinal is, and hands it off to 13 up that tackle again. Ends up, Winfield comes up and jams it up tight. There's just a
tell you what,
ball.
I think that's a change for the coaches.
Yeah.
I think they were going a 5-man front.
Yeah, they were.
In the first half.
They were in a straight 5-4, and they really don't have a deep man. They're playing all the linebackers are up tight and six-man front. It's not really a 6-3.
I tell you, that's a great move by the coaches there for the Wolves. Bringing up that extra guy, bringing him off the bench, number 52, Jared Arnold.
Here comes the punt.
Kicks off. We didn't run into him that time.
No, out of bounds. Short kick. And Winfield should have a pretty good field position out of this. He's still walking up. And looks like Winfield get the ball on their own 43? About 43-yard line.
Oh, he's moved back now. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, he's picking a ball up. And he's got his man out there. Yeah, 43-yard line. So nice field position to start the second half here for Winfield.
Boy, they moved it back to almost the 42. Starting out in that wishbone. Hands it off to Bryce Robinson. Nice little fake there. Nice tackle there by number 21 for the Comets.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have stopped him, Bryce would have been off to the races.
Yep.
Nice little crossbuck play right there. Crossing up those two tailbacks on that wishbone.
Gain of eight. Bring up second down and two. He's going to break one. I'm saying it.
Oh, he will. Yeah, he'll do it. I thought he was going to have that one. And,
so did I.
And he got him.
It was a great tackle there by number 21.
Crossbuck the other way to Hagee. They read that one, though.
Met quick by number 54.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance. It was a race between who was going to get the ball, I think. 54, their middle linebacker. He was stunning in hard.
Devin Danger?
The junior. I've watched him earlier, and he likes to come up and stunt up through there. He's on the right side that time.
That 21 that made that nice tackle on Bryce is a sophomore.
Wow.
So third down and four for the Wolves. That 54 is coming from the middle linebacker, isn't he?
Yeah, he comes in and got a rollout pass. Oh, he's open.
Got open to Trey Newton.
Did he catch it?
I don't think so.
No.
Pass falls incomplete.
Darn it. So that makes it fourth and five. Fourth and four.
Looks like maybe we're going to go for it.
Really? Gutsy call.
Yeah. The ball on our own 40. 9-yard line, 48 and a half, actually. We're going for it.
Well, here we go. Big play right here.
Pitch out to Robinson. He gets the outside. Well, he's got it
free.
Easy, and he keeps on going.
That's down that sideline. Nice run by Robinson.
First and 10 for the Wolves.
Good call by Scott McCarty.
Gutsy call.
Yeah, we can say that because he can't hear us. But
that's right.
That was a good call. Yeah, it was real gutsy.
Allison, if you're still listening, you get some of that peanut butter pizza made up for your husband when he gets home tonight. That was a gutsy call.
It was a four-point ball game, and midfield, go for it.
Got Cash Rossiter coming in for Graham Hagee, giving Graham a breather. Going to stay in the wishbone. Got Cash back there with Bryce and Caleb. Hands it off to Cash. There's nothing there on that right side. No. Nothing at all.
No, he gets swallowed over there. No gain on the play.
He was met quick and brought down hard. Is that number 70? 64, I bet. That was a big boy.
He's big. Sounds like my. There we go.
Number 43 for the Wolves comes in. I believe that's Alex Adams. Came in for number 20, Caleb Hagee. Pitching it out to Bryce again. He's got room.
Oh,
he leapfrogs one guy.
Keep it going.
He keeps going down to the 20-yard line.
He just he didn't make that shoestring tackle on him that time, did he?
He wasn't lowering his head that time.
No,
old leapfrog.
Just hurtled over the top of him and kept going.
That's exact. I don't think he's a hurdler either.
No, he did a good job that time. He might have a where's the track coach at? He might be having.
He's right next door to us here.
He's over here watching,
Coach
is
Brad
he?
Deering,
yeah.
So. First and 10 for the Wolves on the Comets 20-yard line. We got the score, Cardinal 10, the Wolves 6. 8 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Well, this quarter really be nice right here.
Hands off to Cash Rossiter. Off the right side. That was brought down by number 7 for the Comets. That's their quarterback. Good tackle. There isn't a whole lot opening up there.
There's not. Not on the right side.
Right side. Danny, we got some loose cables up here, Danny.
Yeah, screw loose too, but that's all right.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Caleb Hagee comes back in. We got Caleb, Cash, and Bryce back in the backfield. Austin Lee, your quarterback. Fakes
well,
the pitch.
Out,
he's got
trouble.
Nothing out there.
That's that number 7 quarterback for Cardinal. He read that all the way. So naked bootleg off to the right-hand side and just got swallowed up. It's going to make it third and a bunch. What, 15?
Third and 20, maybe.
20.
Well, not quite 20. 25? No, 15, 17, somewhere in there. Third down and a lot.
And a lot.
Looks like we need to get to the 10. Going to give it to Bryce off that left side. He gets met.
It's some of it.
He got some yards back.
Yeah.
There's that number 21 there with a good tackle again.
He had a whole herd of them, though. 54 there. 22 was there.
Brings up fourth down, and I'm going to call it 14. The scoreboard guy must be listening to me.
You guys all think alike.
6 minutes here. Big fourth down play here for the Wolves.
It's like trips left in the shotgun in the pistol formation.
Fake the handoff to Caleb. Oh, quick
flash.
Pass.
Oh,
hands
up.
Boy, that was, he was hit early.
Flag. Got a flag on the
flag. Flag comes down. He. I think he was hit early. Yeah. I got some guys up here that might argue with me, though.
All right, so that's going to be a pass interference on Cardinal. That should be a 10-yard penalty.
That's 15, I think.
15, and automatic first down.
Well, now both teams have had
big
penalties.
Big penalty.
And I do have to agree with some of the Cardinal guys up here. I don't know if that pass was catchable or not.
Of course it was.
I can't say it depends on what color you're wearing because we're the same color.
We're
colors.
All red, aren't we?
All right.
So first down, first and goal. Not quite. First and about on the 11 or so, or maybe right on the 10.
I think it's first and that's. We're going to call it first and goal on the 10.
Well, they're dropping the first down. No, they're not. There's first and 10. It's not. They got about 12 yards to go.
Going to give it to Robinson.
Robinson, he's
going to
go in.
He's in for a touchdown.
Nice run. Nice hard run. He was more inside that. He didn't go in that outside corner like
he kind of looked like he was going to go outside, and nope, I'm going to cut it back out the middle.
Nice run by Robinson.
And I got to give some credit out there. A lot of people don't do that, but that offensive line on that left side of our offensive line is moving some people.
Yep, doing a good job. The offensive line's done well all night.
So that makes the score your Winfield Mount Union Wolves 12, the Cardinal Comet 10. We're going for 2. Back in the backfield is Caleb Hagee, Cash Rossiter, and Bryce Robinson. Austin Lee, the quarterback, hands it off to Robinson over that left side. He's met quick. Well. Number 22.
Ooh, that kind of somebody kind of went over the top of him there, but I think that was unintentional.
All Bryce right. gets up a little slow after that one. He's pointing. He needs a breather. That's get him out for a little bit. Couple plays.
All right, nice job by Winfield. Nice drive. They had about a 45. This is 65-yard drive or so.
Yeah. Your mic is getting worse.
It is.
Danny, if you're listening or anyone on your team, can you drive over a new mic?
Yeah. Come on over, guys. It's a nice night. All right. Let me put that on the
Wolves are in to kick off here again, and that ate up some time on the clock. We're under 6 minutes left here. Give me a second here, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, so getting ready to kick off. 5 minutes, 54 seconds left, and nice series right there for Winfield Mount Union. And here comes the kick. Nice kick, deep, goes to about the 30-yard line. Got to. Kind of come around and tackled him by the head there.
That's a horse collar!
What's that?
My headphones came out.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, right there. All right, I did not see that.
Yeah, he kind of come around and tackled him pretty high up around the head. I don't know that I would call that a horse collar, but could have been a close to a face mask there.
Who was it for the Wolves?
I'm not sure who it was.
So it's first and 10 for the Comets with the ball on their own 34-yard line. Wolves staying in that six-man front. I did take a little time there to talk to assistant coach Brad Deering. He's up here in the box in the next door room, and I told him that's a heck of a move by the coaching staff going to that six-man front here. Number 76, Jordan Hudson, the senior, the captain of the team. With that big stop there, looks like a loss. No, gain of one on the play. Brings up second down and 9. We're stacking everybody in the box. Jace Malone got off the line quick there. Number 22's got the ball going around the left side, being chased down. Looks like it's going to be good for a first down for Cardinal. That'll be first and 10. Got the ball out to their own 47-yard line. I tell you, Jace Malone got a heck of a jump off the line there. He was back in that backfield quick. Going right up the gut there. Looks like a gain of 6 or 7 for the Comets. Sounds like the Cardinal fans aren't too happy. There's a flag.
What's the flag on?
It was way back by the Cardinal players. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Cardinal. I'm thinking one of their players said something that the official
didn't appreciate.
Did not appreciate. Timeout, Cardinal. Their coach is looking for the head official. All right, so that'll be a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct. We're down to 4 minutes and 38 seconds left in the third quarter. They were across the 50. Now that we're going to move back.
I got some scores here real quick while they're settling this.
Perfect.
Looks like Wilton 2, Mid Prairie 6, with 2 minutes left in the second. Or first has to be second quarter. Waco trailing 20-0 over Midland. Fourth quarter, Clarksville 20-10 over West Central. Central Lee 27, Davis County 8.
All right, it's going to be second down and 10, 17 yards. That play did count. That was first and 10. The penalty came well after the play was over.
So I thought, did they have their punter out there earlier?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now I don't know what we got going.
When I looked up from the email, it looked like they had their punter out there.
Now the officials are going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know what. The So it looks like second down and 15 or so.
Well, that penalty 25. Was definitely after the play, so that play should have counted. Wolves are stacking up in the box, and the comments are coming outside. Number 76, Jordan Hudson, with a big jacked. Stop from behind there.
Nice stop by Hudson.
I tell you what, that number 13 for Cardinal, he's getting a workout tonight.
He's got a lot of touches on the ball. 4 minutes, 20 seconds, 10 to 12 when WMU's ahead.
Marcus Olson. Third down and we'll call it 17.
Yeah.
Big third down here for the Wolves. Well, they're getting a heck of a jump off the line.
Oh, nice stop. Boy, there's some enthusiasm out there.
That defensive line is fired up right now for the Wolves.
Pumped. Hudson was in there so fast.
Yeah. Well, you watch that number 60, Jace Malone. He is getting off that ball so quick, using that swim move and getting back there. Looks like Cardinal's going to have to punt. We're down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Bryce Robinson and Juanito Piper back deep for the Wolves. Wolves are backing off. They're not going to go for a block here. See if we can get a return going here. High snap, but he got it. Ooh. Jared Arnold almost got fumble on the play.
Oh, it's still loose.
Recovered by the Wolves.
Wow, that was close. Yeah,
that
freshman
Juanito Piper. Yep. He was in traffic again.
He was.
That's the chance you take.
It is.
Wolves got lucky to recover that one. Yep. It'll be first and 10 for the Wolves on their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, that could have been a game changer right there. So good hustle by the Wolves to go ahead. That thing just kept squirting out. A Cardinal was all over it. Everybody was. Sometimes that thing can be slippery, isn't it?
Yep. Score is Winfield Mount Union Wolves 12, Cardinal 10. We've got a barn burner here. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Wolves first and 10. Hands it off to Graham Hagee going to the right side. There is nothing on that right side.
There isn't. A little slow developing there.
It's got the Hinkle boys over there on that side. They're going up against a couple big boys there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So second 12.
Yep, lost a two on the play. Still in the wishbone. Second down and 12. Ball on our own 25. We're going to try it up that right side again.
That's a lot quicker hit right there. That works better. And when they try that crossbuck on that side, it's just too slow. Nice call.
Looks like a gain of 3. I'm going to call it third down and 9. They haven't moved the third down
yet. That can't be right. He definitely made yards.
I think that guy's lost his attention span. Oh, there he goes.
Yeah. I've heard guys do that once in a while.
Yeah. All right. Pitch out to Bryce Robinson out here. He tries to get outside. Gets held up. Number 13 with the tackle, assisted by number 54 for the Comets. So it's going to be fourth down for the Wolves. Oh, he's still gained.
Gained a few.
That's going to be fourth down and 5.
All right. What's he going to do this time?
I think it's time to punt. Yep, here comes the punt team.
Okay.
That's the smart deal right there. Watch Bryce Robson. He's the snapper on this. I tell you what, that kid gets down there quick. No one can be over him.
Oh, low snap.
But no one coming. Got the kickoff. A little bit off the side of his foot, I think. But that rolls up.
Yeah, it takes a little of a Winfield bounce. And dies there on the 42-yard line. All right, so the minute 5 left in the third. Cardinals take over the ball on their own 42-yard line, and Winfield Mount Union is ahead 12-10. So nice series here. They had put a nice stop on Winfield that time.
I tell you what.
The defense last series, the defense did real well.
Yep.
And that defensive line was really dominating. Hopefully they still got that momentum and can continue.
I think we've said it once or twice here tonight, but time for a big defensive stop, and everyone is just in there in the middle. They're going to try and kick it out to the right here.
Good job. Nice job. Our linebackers are coming up and not worrying so much about making the tackle as they are taking out blockers.
Well, yeah, they're dragging it more and more outside.
Yep,
our defensive line is coming down so hard.
Yep, they're spreading it out. They're doing a good job on stopping that.
Brock Mullen and Juanito Piper out there spreading that out, spreading it out. Jordan Hudson came in from the defensive line and made the big hit. Gain of one on the play brings up second down and nine.
First half, that play was good for 5 or 6 yards every time.
Number 22, the ball carrier.
Yeah, he made a nice carry there. He got about 8 yards on that. Put him right at the marker. Yeah, it will be.
Just across the 50-yard line to the 49 of the Wolves.
25 seconds left in the third.
Looks like we'll have one more play here to end the third quarter.
Yeah, it's running. We're going to have to.
Cardinals not in any hurry.
No. All right, here we go. They're stacked in the wishbone.
Coming over this way
13
again.
It's going to be close to a first down. I think he's short by about 2 yards. So made a nice carry, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter.
He's a little slow getting up, too. He's staying down there.
He's been working hard tonight.
Tell you what, that was another big hit by Jordan Hudson.
He's still down, isn't he? And they're yelling for something. What's that?
Is that a sign of a cramp? Bringing the roller out?
Oh, yeah. I would imagine he'd be cramping up. He's done a lot of work tonight. Yeah, they're trying to get a cramp rolled out.
Well, that brings us to the end of the
third quarter.
Right, should we go through these sponsors one more time?
Yeah, go ahead, and I'll see if I can
read through them quick. Jennings & Associates Real Estate has the proven track record and resources to help you achieve your real estate goals. Contact Larry Jennings in Winfield. Prairie Ag Co-op of Winfield is dedicated to helping you with all of your grain storage, petroleum, propane, marketing. They are proud to support WMU Athletics. Hagee Insurance is your trusted choice insurance agency with locations in Winfield, Mount Pleasant, and Wayland. Give them a call for a free quote, 319-257-3333. People State Bank wants to meet your banking needs. Building relationships helps to build a strong community, and that's what People State Bank is all about. WM Booster Club is doing exciting things and is always looking for new members. El Oasis invites you in for a taste of Mexico in Winfield, Iowa. ChemGrow wants you to know that their boots are in your field. Morning Sun Farm Implement is your local Kubota dealer, whether it's lawn or garden or in the field. Stop in and see their inventory. Pilot Grove Savings Bank with 14 Southeast Iowa locations to serve your financial needs. Surf Pro and Fire and Water Restoration like it never happened. Call Surf Pro of Southeast Iowa at 319-754-8050. That's our list of sponsors. We can't do it without you. We're here to start the fourth quarter. The Winfield Mighty and Wolves are ahead of the Cardinal Comets 12-10. Cardinal has the ball, second down and three, we'll call it, on the Wolves 42-yard line. Hands off to number 21 over to the right side. He's met quick and early. I think
nice
he
stop.
Got to the back
got
to the line
of scrimmage. Maybe a yard at the most. So we got some scores here. Sigourney 24 and Highland 8. No, Highland 0.
Big third down play here for the Wolves defense. Third down and two. Right up the gut. That's good for a first down, I believe. Well, that's going to be close. I shouldn't say that so quick. He was met. Ooh. Nice spot. Good spot for Cardinal.
Looks like Mid Prairie. Six, West Liberty, two.
So it'll be first and 10 for Cardinal at the Wolves' 39-yard line.
And they're in that power eye now, or is that, it's a power eye.
Going off here to the left side, number 22. Looks like maybe a gain of three.
I need to shut him down here. Don't let him have any more.
Second down and 7.
We're going to get close to that kid's leg here pretty soon. He's over there practicing. Look at him. Getting warmed up. Wishbone. Oh, shoot.
Breaks it out. Big tackle there by number 3, Brock Mullen. If Brock wouldn't have got him there, he was gone.
22 did a nice job juking out and getting to the outside for Cardinal.
And Cardinal player late.
Looks like somebody's down.
Getting up again. I bet you that's 13 again.
I don't see him up standing up, so
it
might be. He's been working real hard for him. He's gotten a lot of runs in, a lot of yards.
Down to 10 minutes and 15 seconds here in the fourth quarter. The Wolves need to get a big stop. Looks like it's going to be 3rd down and 1 while they work on the injured Cardinal player.
East Buchanan, 21, Northland, 8 in the third quarter. Minneapolis, 14. Northeast, 0 at halftime. 34, Davis County, 8.
Ooh, I got a score here for you. Iowa City, Regina, 42. Wapello, 0.
Ooh, ouch.
Second quarter.
Wow. Surprised at that.
Regina's a good team.
Yeah.
With one loss. They went up and played Xavier, who's 4A, number 1, the first game of the year. Looks like number 75
is
the
75.
One slow getting up. Not sure where number 13 went.
Oh, there he is. I see him now.
Oh, you see him now?
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of their linemen. So that
might help a little
bit
for us. Not that I want to see anybody get hurt.
No,
that's for sure.
No. Looks like a 3rd down and a short 1.
He came off on his own power, though, so. All right, here we go. They got the 1st down.
Yep. Gave it to big number 22 right at the gut. Looks like Juanito Piper in there on the stop for the Wolves. So it'll be 1st and 10. Looks like the ball's on the
27-yard line. Score's 10-12 with 9 minutes 35 seconds left in the game. Winfield Mount Union leads, but Cardinals is driving and threatening right here. Fumble on the ball.
Recovered by the quarterback.
Yeah, he did a nice job by dropping down and covering it. So that's going to be a loss of probably a 1 or 2 and second and 12. Yeah.
Looks like the ball's back on the 29. For the Wolves, 29. 2nd down and 12. Number 13 trying to go right up the gut.
Nothing there at all.
This is a lineman's dream football game.
It is.
You've got 6 or 7 on the offense and 6 on the defense, and they're just going
They're going at it. Yeah, there was nowhere for him to go.
3rd down and 12 here. I think they might be in his range, the field goal kicker for Cardinals.
It's a little tougher, though, when you're out this far.
Yeah. Everybody's in the box again. Oh, the pass
out. Oh, he's
open. Wide open.
Yeah, he was wide open. He got sucked up too tight.
It was a good call by the Cardinal coach.
It was. Yeah, sucked up too tight on that one.
Pass was complete to number 32.
So that puts the ball.
Bryce Benedict.
Within inside the 10, that puts the ball on about the 7-yard line. And 1st and goal. They give it off to that number 13. And I think he comes up short, but he did definitely gain a few.
under 8 minutes to go.
So we need a good hard gold line stance here. Puts the ball on the 4 yard line.
Second down and, well, there's, I'm not sure what yard line it's on.
I don't know. Oh, big nice stop
there.
Big stop by the Winfield interior line. Come up and just nothing there. Maybe even a loss on that. It's going to make it third down, and that's got to be at least
five.
It's got
to be at least 5 yards there.
Yeah, they gave him just a little bit on it, but. Third and five. All right, let's get a good stop here.
Time for a big stop. Handed up the gut.
Oh, no, I just kept pushing through and made it in. So, Cardinals go in and score with 6 minutes 49 seconds, placing the score at 16-12, Cardinals.
They came off.
They're going to go for two here.
Go for two, that makes it a 6-point game.
Yep. They got their kick. No, they don't have their kicker in. He's sitting over here. Yeah, they're going to go for two.
This might be bigger than the last one.
It might be, yeah. All right, line up. And, oh, it's a fumble or a pitched off. Yeah. They tried to pitch it back to the tailback and kind of got away from him there. Ended up being a fumble on the play. And number 13 covers it. So the point after attempt is was not successful, leaving the score 16-12 Cardinal over WMU with 6 minutes 49 seconds left in the game. So here we go.
Plenty of time on the clock.
Lots of time. We'll get the ball back and a good drive. Just got to put a good drive together here.
I'm still waiting on Bryce to break one.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
I've been saying that since the first quarter. Boy, if you like seeing linemen play, this is your game. Winfield went to 6 defensive linemen. The Cardinal has their 5 offensive linemen and two tight ends, I believe, right there on the line, all bunched up. Mano a mano. Back deep for the Wolves, number 2, Bryce Robinson, and number 24, Juanito Piper. In the kick for the Cardinal Comet. He's got a leg, but we've seen 1 squib kick and 2 onsides, or he hasn't put the leg into it yet, so. Everybody's ready. Kick is off. He goes deep on that one. That's over Bryce's head. Down to about the 5-yard line. Bryce Robinson gets it. He brings it back out to across the 20-yard line. Cardinals got another player down. That's their middle linebacker, number 54.
He got one.
He got one where I think it will hurt.
Yeah, he got one where you don't want to get one. Needs a little air right now. All right, so 6 minutes, 43 seconds. That's a big kick. Almost made it to the end zone.
Yeah, they sucked him up with the first 3 when they weren't kicking it long, and then they went deep on that one. So,
but he had a nice return, got it out past the 20-yard line. So Winfield takes it over, got 80 yards to go here and to get a score here.
Plenty of time.
Plenty. 6 minutes, 43 seconds.
All right, let's give him a hand. That's number 54. I believe that's our middle linebacker.
All right, I think we got a call back on that peanut butter pizza here. It says, I got everything ready, but 1 play isn't enough. We need the Wolves win for peanut butter pizza.
I agree.
And we're going to get that in there, Allison, so get ready. All right, so the injured player's off. He's up on his feet, so I think he's going to be okay. And here we go. This is a big series for WMU.
Gives it to Bryce Robinson off.
Cut in.
There's nothing there.
He should have cut in. I think he had plenty of yards.
Yeah, there's a lot of room there for you to cut her back in, and he's getting up slow. Flag on the play. Late flag.
Wonder what that's on. It's clear over here on the Cardinals referee, line judge here. Throws the flag. I'm not sure what he saw. Or sometimes both the coaches over here got their hands up like, what are you talking about? So sometimes that means that the coach has gotten in his ear and talked to him. But I don't know what
this
is.
I honestly didn't see anything.
I think the way the coaches' reaction are like, hey, what do you do wrong? I think it might be against Cardinal, but no indication yet. Here it comes.
Personal foul.
Winfield Mount Union. Don't know what that's about.
Did you guys see anything?
I don't know. The guy on this side.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Coach has got in his ear, talked him into something. I don't know what that was.
I don't know if we should really. I don't know. Horrible call. I'm going to say it.
Who knows? I don't know what happened.
It's 20 seconds after the play, and the official was over by the sideline, the Cardinals sideline. I don't know.
All right. So.
Be second down and 20?
Yeah. Looks like 15 to me. I don't know. Here we go. Roll out pass.
Robinson's open now. Give it to him.
Nothing there.
Oh, he's going to tuck it and run. No, he's scrambling around.
Going back to the left. He's got a little room
now.
You
never know about these.
He's got room out there. He's still going. That's a first down and a late hit over there on the Wolves sideline. I don't think that there's a flag there, but he was definitely 4 yards out of bounds when he got hit there.
It's always fun to watch those broken plays can turn into big gains. You just never know.
Big gain there by the Wolves. Austin Lee with the scramble.
Yeah, he was stopped over here. He pulled it down. Had Robinson open for a minute. Had a Cardinal player in his face and ended up turning and going the other reversing direction.
About 18 yards on
it. Made a nice gain out of it. First and 10 for Winfield, sitting on Cardinals, about the 34-yard line or so? Oh, fumble.
Fumble on the play, recovered by Cardinal.
That looked like it hit somebody's knee and came out, went flying back.
Number
behind.
22 was in there so quick, he hit it.
He was quick. So that's a big turnover. 5 minutes, 52 seconds left. Cardinals going to get the ball back by recovering a fumble, and it's going to be about on the Winfield Mount Union at the 20-yard line.
All right, time for now we need a turnover.
Yeah, we need the ball back. Over to 13.
Number 13. He's not going to get too far.
Not much. All right, everybody
stopped
keep their cool.
Wolves. The officials could have blew the whistle a little bit earlier
I thought the play was dead long before it stopped, but.
Looks like a gain of 3 on the play. Brings up second down and 7. They're just going to keep on running and running the clock down.
Run that clock. Thing is, they're in their field goal kicker's reach, too, right here.
Yep.
All right, here comes they're in their wishbone. Oh, fumble on the play. He drops down on it, though, and keeps it. So it's going to be about third and 10,
I'll bet.
Close to it.
Timeout, Wolves.
We're trying to stop the clock.
All right, so it'll be third down and...
Looks like Waco trails 34-7 with 2:01 left to go. 35-0 Wilton over Columbus. Wapsie Valley 35, Albernette 6. They're in the third quarter. Union 0, Monticello 0. They're in the second. That must be an old score. Highland 0, Sigourney 31. Wilton is 28-0 over Columbus. East Buchanan 21, North Lynn 8.
All right, so third down, and we're going to call it 9. Big play here for the Wolves.
Yeah, we need a
big stop.
Stop it there.
Coming over this side, the left side. He stopped.
Yeah, he stopped.
Fumble on the play, but he was down. I don't know why he tried to get up. He was down well before that.
So it's
thought he was in the NFL there for a minute.
Yeah. Fourth and 5.
Yeah, we're going to see his leg now.
Yep, he got the field goal kicker out here.
4.5 minutes left here in the game. So the Wolves are going to get the ball back with plenty of time. This will be a 35-yarder. Good snap.
Short.
Oh, good.
Wow, it didn't clear by much.
No.
It didn't clear by much.
It's still just a 7-point lead. Stop the clock, stop the clock, stop the clock. That's what we call home field advantage.
All right, so.
All right, so 4 minutes left here.
4:19 they're putting on, so.
We got the score, Cardinal 19 and Wolves 12. Well, all right, so back deep for the Wolves, Robinson and Piper. They're back there this time. 4 minutes and 19 seconds left here. Time for a big return for the Wolves. Another squib kick right to 23 Trey Newton, and he returns it to the Wolves' 48-yard line. Kind of late here there on Cardinal, wasn't called again. So it'll be first and 10 for the Wolves. I'm a little surprised by that call. Actually, it'll be first and 10 for the Wolves on the 49-yard line. We got 51 yards to go.
I'm surprised they didn't kick it to the end zone.
Yeah.
So it makes for a short field for Winfield if we can put it in here.
Yep.
So score and go for two, and it's a tie game. Robinson gets the ball off to the left side.
Ends tripped up by tripped. Number 22.
Yep. He's had a good game tonight. He had a good second half.
If we score and go for two and we get the two, we'll be up by one.
Up by one. Right. That's that Winfield math, wasn't it?
All right, gain of one on the play. Brings up second down and 9 for the Wolves.
Actually, it's old Farragut math, and they don't even have a school no more. So
we got Robinson out wide to the right. We got Trips to the left. Back in that.
There he is.
Trying that quick slant. No good. High pass. Tended for Robinson. All right, third down here for the Wolves.
Well, we're definitely in four-down territory, yep. Regardless. Four-down time, anyway. So, third and 9.
Third down and 9.
Looks like we're going to go the spread offense.
Yeah, we are out there.
Trips on the left and one here over to the right. That is going
to. Oh, he throws it complete to Robinson. Right,
Robinson.
He's
going
in for seven.
Touchdown, Robinson.
50-yard touchdown pass.
You consider that breaking it?
I do. Yeah, close enough.
Nice play.
He made a nice play on that pass.
It's a little. He did the slant in and go. He kind of slanted in.
Yep.
Pump fake by the quarterback, and he took off down the field. Then he flashed back into the center of the field, caught the ball, went in for the touchdown. Nice play. 18-19 down WMU, down by one. They're going to do a point after, and Winfield's going to call a timeout. We're going to talk about it for a minute. So here we go. It's a point after. I haven't seen anybody kick a field goal yet. Have you? I haven't seen
an
one in like
point?
3 or 4 years.
No,
I don't know.
No. I do know that they can do it.
They can do it. Okay. Who does the kicking?
My son
does.
But they never did it last year.
I don't remember kicking a field goal.
I think they're going for two here.
Well, you just will go for the win.
Yep. Even though there is still, we might have scored a little too quick that time.
We'll take it.
Still 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go.
We will take it at that point.
Yeah. Here comes the important one.
We've said this all night, but this is a big play here for Winfield. Well, both teams, really.
Yep.
So you strap them on and see who's got it and who don't.
I hate to keep on throwing the load on Robinson. He's got to be getting tired. And they've been getting him down here lately. We're going back to the wishbone, though. This is a big play.
All right, here we go. Comes back. He's going to bootleg out. He's just going to keep it.
No room.
He's
going to
get stopped. And he gets stopped.
It's a big stop there by Cardinal.
Big stop by Cardinal. So maybe there's not enough time on the clock. You know, we scoring early might help us. We can get a stop. I'm looking for an onside kick here, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So,
let me put the score on the internet here.
So the score, 3 minutes and 19 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. The Cardinal Comets are up 19. The Winfield Mountain Wolves, 18. Quite a game here. There's still enough time here. We've got, I believe, 2 timeouts left. I know we've used at least one. 50. So we'll see what we can do here. You never know. Wolves are coming out. Cardinals out getting ready. Back deep for Cardinals. Number 3, that's the kicker. Number 27. They're putting everybody up front. 13, 7, their quarterback. 22. They're all up front. They're expecting the onside kick. Great time for a pooch kick. Got Caleb Hagee in to kick this time. Well, we do have a tee. I see that. We do have a different kicker in.
New kicker.
It's got to go to the 50.
And he looks like he's going to go to the right side or left side of the field. And that's
bounce.
The kick. Goes right to
just
the Cardinal
didn't get the bounce
player.
On it.
No bounce on it. He lays down on it. So Cardinal get the ball on the on their own 49-yard line.
We got a friend here.
Yeah, cricket over there. Might be good luck or something to keep him around. So here we go.
Time for a big defensive
big
stop
stand here. Turnover would be really nice. I'm sure they're going to just try to run this clock out. I wouldn't think they'd want to make any passes. It looks like they're in tight.
I think they got to get at least one first down, though.
I would think so, yeah. I don't know how many timeouts we have left.
Not much there. I'm thinking we've got 2. I know we've used at least 1.
So clock is running 3 minutes. And nice stop by Winfield. They gained maybe a yard.
Brings up second down.
Second down and 9. And 2 minutes, 50 seconds. They're not really running much time off. Well, they're down to 10, so. Yeah, quarterback's doing a nice job waiting.
Yeah, he is.
All right, here comes the play. Gives it off the tailback. He gets a big, gets a lot of running room. Number 22 brings it down to the Winfield's 44-yard line, and not enough for a first down, but third and manageable, third and about
three
or four.
We must only have one timeout. Otherwise, I'd have thought we'd have used one there.
Yeah.
Down to 2 minutes left.
Well, they're
down to 8 seconds.
Yeah, they're really managing their play clock well. That's where that really is nice. They got those play. Oh, man, he just got the first down.
Yep.
That might be trouble for WMU right there.
I think that's going to be the ball game.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Looks like we're going to have a measurement.
Well, that would make it fourth and inches or first and 10. The minute 37 left.
Got it.
First down. Might be the ball game right there. Doggone it.
Well, Cardinal leads 19-18. A minute 37 left.
Well, sure, something silly happening. I don't think running the clock down to a minute 22. He's probably just going to take a knee. Oh, he handed it off. I'm surprised. Well, there's another 9-yard gain. Not sure of the thought process there, but that's all right. They want to take those chances.
Yeah, I would say it'd be time to start taking a knee. And
well, you got.
Well, it was a big improvement.
By
the Wolves.
Yeah, this is a good ball game. A lot of fun to watch. Watch them play. Big difference from last couple weeks. So a good ball game by WMU. And they're coming in an undefeated team, right? Those guys are 2-0. So,
right.
Yeah, they played good football tonight.
A minute three left. I don't know if the Wolves can stop the clock again. So, second down and one.
A lot of timeouts. They take two knees. They might try to get a first down.
That will be it. Be a good time for a knee, I would think.
Yeah.
Nope, he hands it off again.
Didn't get anywhere.
I question
that. Yeah,
I'm not a coach, but another player gets up slow. It's time to take a knee.
Yeah. Now there's 22 seconds on the play clock and 44 seconds on the game clock.
That's going to be the end of the game.
Oh, he fumbled it. Same thing as taking a knee. That's it. So there's less time on the game clock than there is on the play clocks. That is the ball game.
That's the ball game. Wolves played better. They are improving.
They have improved a lot since first game. And so the final score is Cardinal 19, WMU 18, and quite a contest. Basically, once again, we got beat with a foot, you know.
Right.
That kid kicked that field goal from the 30-some yard line, and without that weapon for him, I think it would have been different. So, yeah, field goal gets us again. Nice game, though. Nothing to be ashamed about it. Hopefully I can take this and build on it for homecoming next week.
Yep, next week's homecoming. Danville Bears come to town.
Yeah, so it'll be a good day next week, and hopefully everything goes well for them. I don't think anybody got hurt that I saw on our side. So
I don't think so.
There's any injuries. I didn't see any really injuries on either side, so everybody gets out unscathed and put themselves back together and get ready for next week.
Well, I've had fun, Chris. I think we're on the radio in 2 weeks again.
Probably. So, yeah, it's a good night.
Yep.
Good night for Iowa football.
All righty. Well, all right. Thanks to everyone for listening.